Hello, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today, our focus continues to be on San Bernardino City, our county seat. Today, it'll be about its economic prosperity, the education in the city, peace and reconciliation, and hope in times of despair. So, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for all the things that you are doing in San Bernardino City. We thank you for the citywide event. We thank you for all those that came from various churches to pray and to unite and to praise you and to speak your words over the city and not all the gloom and doom that would tend to be doing. We thank you, God, that there is a lot to be done, but we thank you that there are a lot of people who want to help get it done. And we know we cannot do it without the power of the Holy Spirit. So we speak healthy business prosperity over the businesses that exist in San Bernardino, over new businesses that will come about, that will bring about economic prosperity back to the city, back to the county, back to the areas that need it. We pray, God, that the monies will be allocated to take care of the potholes in the streets, deal with the air quality, improve resident satisfaction, improve the way they're using their water, improve the way that they are helping to bring in more trees and help the parks, to help with the homelessness. We pray, God, for the education that schools will experience revival. We thank you that many of the churches are going into the schools where there are Christian groups, and they are preaching the gospel but with the students, and the students are coming to know the Lord. We pray that continues in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue divine favor for all staff in the education would seek the best for students with godly principles. We pray peace over every part of the city, north, south, east, and west, every section around the perimeter and where it overflows. We pray peace and speak peace to every part, especially to the streets that have a lot of wickedness. We pray for where there has been confusion and chaos. We speak peace to those areas, and we pray that the mighty fear of God will come upon them, that people will get delivered. Prostitutes will turn away from that particular job and will find you and become pure and whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, gangs would be disbanded and come to know you. We know that that has happened. We pray, God, for reconciliation with law enforcement and politicians and churches, that they would work together, not against each other, that they would lift each other up instead of putting each other down. We know you can do this, God. We've seen it happen. We speak hope despite the latest findings on the city. We speak hope that this city that once has been called the dirtiest in the U.S. will become a clean city, a pure city that transforms lives by the holy gospel in Jesus' name.